something.
Nice.
I'm hijacked.
Ding, 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 ding. We got a winner.
It only does this when it starts up.
Never turn the computer off then.
You can trust no one, especially people that you think you can trust, except for us. Right. You can trust us.
We want others to learn from your pain.
Let me tell you what my dilemma is.
Let's do that.
Does your computer bite? Has your hard drive gone floppy? Log on to the Computer Corner on News Radio 620 KTAR. Dial 602-277-5827. That's 277-KTAR. Now, in the Computer Corner, here are the data doctors Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Log on, log in, unplug, unwind, whatever it is you got to do. Get it done. It is the Computer Corner. Welcome back. Thanks again to our title sponsors, Gold Circuit Incorporated. They are the masters of destruction. They are the guys when it comes to taking care of your computers. If you want to make sure that that data on those business machines that you're getting rid of, it's absolutely positively gone. They have stuff that will scrub those drives to Department of Defense kind of grade standards. It'll go in and make sure that data is absolutely gone so that the people that are getting your machines down the road aren't going to get to it. They can pulverize it. They can make sure it's gone and do it all for your business. They can even help you with getting the stuff out of your place of business. So Gold Circuit Incorporated, again, thanks to them for being our title sponsors. You can get them at goldcircuit.com online or, of course, by phone at 480-829-0404. It's Gold Circuit Incorporated.
How fun of a job would that be? Just destroying things all
day. Destroying hard drives?
Yeah.
It'd be like those guys who remodel houses and the first team comes in that, like, just tears down the whole thing.
With the big ball.
And yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be like a way to get out all your aggressions, right?
If I ever get out of the computer biz, you know what I'm doing.
You're going to swing the big ball, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So before we went to the news break, we talked a little bit about some of the things you can do to prepare for data disaster or for disaster in general when it comes to your data, things you can do to back up. And there's all kinds of online backup places you can take your data actually these days and have it automatically synchronized with an off-site backup place across the internet. So you don't have to take tapes home. You don't have to put it on hard drives and pull them out of their little slots and take them home. You don't have to get it out of the building in any other way. It can automatically, on a scheduled basis, leave your place of business. And you're thinking, well, I have to have a huge internet connection for this to happen. Well, actually not. These days, there's a thing called binary byte detection, and it can go ahead and take a look at the changes in the files that you've made and only back up those changes. So, for example, if you had a Word document that was on your computer that you were backing up to an off-site location via a high-speed internet connection, and you went ahead and edited that document and you changed one word in that document, it doesn't have to upload the document again and replace it. It only has to take that one word and send it up and add it to the document it's already got stored at the other end. And so if you take that and multiply that times the tens of thousands of files on your computer, and you're only changing, 30, 40, 50 files a day or 100 files a day, but you're only making a couple of changes, well, you can see that it's not going to take that much to get that data from point A to point B because you're only sending those changes.
Right.
So it's pretty cool, and it's pretty possible, no matter what your connection is, as long as it's always on. If you want to look into some of those online kind of backup utility things, maybe we'll try to get a couple resources posted before the end of the show. There's nothing there right now, but we'll have that there in a few minutes at datadoctors.com. You click on the radio show section, you'll find those things.
We'll let you know.
There you go.
Absolutely. With that, let's jump in on the phones and see if we can help out a few folks. We'll start first with Craig, who's first up. Craig, welcome to the Computer Corner.
Hi, thank you. Yes, I have a Dell computer running XP, and I keep getting a little warning window comes up, says server busy.
Okay.
And it says, you know, hit the switch to or retry. In other words, switch to the other server. Well, I only have one server.
Is this like a blue screen that comes up with white writing, or I don't think I understand exactly what you're talking about. I think Adam does.
I recognize the window that you're talking about. It has to do with when one program kind of looks at another and one program lets another do its work for it. Like if you open an Acrobat file in Internet Explorer, it opens up your little Acrobat window inside Internet Explorer.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Sometimes it used to happen a lot with printing where your printing program would pop up and say, whoa, wait a minute. Two things are trying to hit me at the same time, and who do you want me to give priority to?
Right. Exactly. But what it is I'm not actually running anything else when this happens. I think what it might be, I think I have it isolated to Yahoo Mail. When I close everything down, I open up Yahoo Mail, it actually brings up two windows, and then it will bring up this server busy. Sometimes I'm able to close it. When I do, it will immediately bring up a pop-up advertisement.
Okay. My guess is going to be that there's something going on, either adware or spyware, in your machine that's causing you to have multiple connections. If it's to this Yahoo Mail, then that's it. If it's something else, but it's trying to hit the same resource at the same time twice, and one of those windows is giving you a server busy error and asking you whether or not you want to switch, and that's kind of what you're getting.
So how do I get rid of it? I ran Adaware and scanned it, got rid of everything that it said was at risk.
When was the last time you ran that?
I just ran that yesterday.
Okay, that's one tool in a kind of arsenal of tools that you're going to need to kind of take a look at. Have you been to our website at datadoctors.com? If you look on the right-hand side, there's a big, huge kind of rubber stamp-looking thing that says approved software.
Okay.
If you click on that approved software link, it's going to show you. We break down kind of into three or four sections the major parts of your computer you need to make sure you're dealing with. One of them is a very simple thing. It's keeping up with your Windows updates, and you can follow the kind of the information that's there to make sure you've got all the latest updates installed and all the patches in place.
Right.
Then we get into some areas about antivirus and making sure that's up to date. We have some suggestions if you have antivirus software, and if you don't, we give you some suggestions there as well. The next area we move into is adware and spyware, and we generally say you need at least Adaware and probably another program that we recommend a lot called SpyBot Search and Destroy.
Okay.
And the two kind of work in tandem. They both deal with different kinds of things.
But even with the two of them, you're not guaranteed to get all the gremlins out of your computer. How long ago did you download Adaware?
I've had it quite a while. I've had it a month or two. I use it in conjunction with Norton, and it does pretty good as far as keeping it clean.
You might, just to be safe, download that from our approved software list as well, because there may be a newer version out than what you're using.
So you can go through those things and run them and let them. The first thing, and they kind of walk you through it, when you get this SpyBot Search and Destroy, you download it, you install it, it's going to walk you through trying to update itself. Then it's going to want to do something called an immunize, which you're going to want to make sure you do. And then it'll go ahead and start scanning for and suggesting what to remove in the way of spyware and adware.
Okay.
So it's kind of a three-part process, and be prepared to hang out for half an hour, 45 minutes while it does all these things, and you have to kind of make some decisions and clicks and things.
Okay.
You might also look for a setting somewhere in Yahoo. You can turn it off so that it's not automatically starting up with your computer. That way, at least you're only starting it when you need it, and perhaps that'll help.
Yeah, I did go and do that. I think it might have helped some. I also got rid of the Messenger. I think what started, I downloaded that new upgrade to the Messenger so you can do the phone and photos, yada, yada, and I think something got in there.
Yeah, my guess is you're like a lot of users that you started off, your computer worked well when you first bought it, and you started downloading things and getting little games and programs and Messenger services and all these kinds of things. And over time, the machine's running slower and slower, and you're starting to have some of those problems. And at some point, it's time to get in there and do a little spring cleaning. And you might be at that point, or you might be at a point where you can still kind of stave things off a little bit with some of these programs. So you're going to kind of need to evaluate where you're at with that and either decide to try to do some cleanup stuff, or maybe it's time to look at a little bit more in-depth cleaning.
Great. Thank you so much.
All right, Craig, good luck with that.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Adware problems, spyware problems, they're getting to be such a big thing, and there's no one-size-fits-all program to get rid of it all.
No.
So we've got some good links and some things that you can check out. Again, datadoctors.com. If you click on that approved software link, it's going to give you lots of the basics of things you need to keep yourself protected. Some of it's preventative things, and preventative is always easier than trying to fix problems after the fact. So if you're not having problems now, now is the best time to think about making sure your computer's in good shape. Don't wait till you have a problem. It becomes that much harder to deal with. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got Peter up next. He's got some problems removing programs, and he needs some help. And I know Adam's the man that can help. I know Chad probably can't help at all.
No, probably not.
But you can probably say something. Like,
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is good. And when we come back, we're going to help Peter out along with Chris, Bruce, Jason, and a slot for you at 602-277-5827. It's the Computer Corner. Chad, Brandon, and Adam back right after this.
The world is a business. busy place. You are a busy person.
We know that.
There's only one constant in your busy life.
The one constant you can count on.
There's one constant you always turn to. For news and information as it happens.
For talk about the issues that affect you.
For traffic and weather together mornings and afternoons.
The one constant in your constantly changing life.
Arizona's news, traffic, and weather station.
News Radio.
News Radio 620 KTAR.
Good news. The Ford family plan has been extended. That means you still get the same prices on new Fords as Tex Earnhardt's family and employees. At thousands below invoice. Plus, you'll keep all factory rebates. No hassles, no gimmicks. Just surprisingly good deals on America's most popular vehicles. Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs. And more good news. So many people have taken advantage of family pricing. There are hundreds of low mileage, top quality trades, and they must sell them fast. Every day, it's a tent sale at Earnhardt Ford. Buy new Fords at family pricing and used at Kelley Blue Book pricing. Remember, some dealers may treat you like employees, but the good folks at Earnhardt Ford treat you like family. Hurry into Earnhardt Ford at Baseline and Rural in Tempe, or at I-10 and Ray Road in Chandler while this offer lasts. You can also visit them at EarnhardtFord.com. Earnhardt's, it's a name you can trust, and that ain't no bull. Available on 2005 models, except Ford GT, Mustang, Escape, Hybrid.